Now we're going to go to the south side of Indianapolis. And orange dots represent properties that we own or rent. And the red dots represent conversations that we've had in mission work. So on the south side, we've got David Zimmel, who's the coordinator of the Southside Mission there. And Naomi Kniff is the women's leader. And Naomi is going to tell us a story from the south side of Indy.
Hi, I'm Naomi Kniff. I grew up here in the Servant Branch. I went to Servant Camp growing up, then to Trinity for 6 years before moving to Portland to go to college. I came underway in that branch and graduated from nursing school. Then I moved to Indianapolis to be a part of the missionary company when it was starting in 2007. I've lived there for the last 3 years, over 3 years now, doing mission work of different kinds. And I made covenant last October, and now I live on the south side of Indy in Christians in Mission. I want to tell you about a woman who has become a part of my life there, Rebecca. I'll start by telling you a story that I heard about her before meeting her. The missionaries were cleaning one of the houses we'd recently purchased and had invited some neighbors to come and help. Rebecca wanted to join in, but we didn't have anybody to pick her up. So she walked over 4 miles for about an hour and a half. And I heard this story and was just amazed. Later, we were cleaning another house, and she again wanted to help, but we weren't able to give her a ride. So she rode her 11-year-old daughter's bike to our house. She really wanted to join in our work with us. Her hands were pruny with vinegar water. Standing in front of a wall to clean, she grabbed her rag and started washing it, saying, "I can't believe I get to do God's work with you guys." There are more stories like this about Rebecca that I have heard, and now I've been able to witness them myself. She is in women's group with us now and goes to prayer meetings every Sunday. She gives words from the Lord and enters joyfully into praise with us. She is just full of love for Him, even though her life has not been an easy road. She often tells us, "You guys are my family." A few years ago, Rebecca made some significant changes in her life and said that now all she wants is to keep following God and do what He's doing in the world. She is also a faithful friend to God in prayer. We often get texts from her on our phone or voicemails from her sharing what she read that day in prayer. "Good morning, read Isaiah 60. Rebecca is consistently looking for ways to share more life with us. She once told me that she'd been praying and God told her to come under the people of praise. "I want to live my life with you guys," she says. In recent news, we've been in conversation with Rebecca about her and her daughter living on Karcher Street, which is essentially next door. As Rebecca often tells me, God is wonderful.